Innisfail, wrestling is back in town this month and promoters are raising the grappling action ante to a big-time high. The wrestling action on Friday, November 17 at the Innisfail Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 104 will feature the town's first-ever steel cage match, which is a type of grappling usually booked for a feud where two or more opponents must escape a steel cage to become the winner. The grappling at the Legion, which has a start time of 6 p.m., is once again being presented by Can-Am Wrestling. In a media release, organizers said it has been noted that local fans have witnessed the growing rivalry over the past several months between popular upstart, Prospector, Wes Barker, of Prince George, B.C., and his antagonist, 30-year ring veteran, Mr. Beefy Goodness, Vance Nevada. However, in several recent matches across Alberta and BC, wrestling officials have been unable to determine a clear victor, and Otto Gentile, Can-Am's chief executive officer and co-founder, is determined to see the score settled inside Innisfail's steel cage, said the news release. Can-Am is all about bringing the fans of Innisfail the best action for the whole family and for those that have been following this rivalry in recent months. We must have a winner, says Gentile. Bringing a cage match to town for the first time gives the fans something they have never seen before, and it is going to be a hard-hitting showdown. The five-match card is also scheduled to feature a three-way ladies match pitting the reigning Can-Am Women's Champion Riley Rose against challengers Kat Von Hees and Vale. Men's action will see Cheetah Bear, Jude Dawkins against Andy Anderson, and Travis Cole goes toe-to-toe with Scorpius. One other match will round out the card. Advance tickets are available at canamwrestling.ca, and organizers are expecting to sell out in advance of the event date on November 17. Don Harrison, the Legion's entertainment chair, said a new wrestling attendance record was set at Can-Am's last local grappling event in the fall, with more than 300 fans filling the Innisfail Legion Auditorium. It was packed. It was good. We will see how this turns out. Otto says ticket sales online are going well, said Harrison.